Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life and Sisters Co-op online radio network. I'm your host, Scott Tatton, along with Martin Patel, the founder and star of our show, Life and Sisters Co-op, president and chief.
Yes.
Researcher.
I'm the chief cook and bottle washer.
But also the chief researcher, because everything... We've got a mellow show for you today, folks, because we're both feeling kind of mellow, and that's why I'm talking the way I'm talking instead of the way I usually talk. But really, Martin, everything at the Life Enthusiast Co-op, you have checked out perfectly.
Oh, I have a hand in it all. I mean, some of it I have not, you know, like some of the female-related stuff. I guess on my either my wife approved it or some close people that I can, you know, relate to or have a direct conversation. But most of what's on Laugh Enthusiast Co-op's website has been tested directly on my own instrument.
Awesome. And we've been talking about a lot of how to get ill sort of stuff in the past, and now we're getting back to our regular routine of talking about things that you can do to have a healthy, strong, vibrant life.
Yeah, how do you get it back if you don't have it?
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things, and we've talked about it before too, is making sure that you one of the things you say that I think is brilliant is, first of all, stop digging a deeper hole. You know, so if you're smoking or you're eating stuff that is not helping, like stop that first, and then start working your way, filling the hole up so you're back up to where you should be. And I think it entails things like, getting the toxic waste out of our system and making sure our digestion works properly and cleaning off the body. And we haven't talked about parasites for a while, but parasites, bacteria, they're toxins in our bodies. We need to get all of those out. And before we came on the air, Martin, you were telling me about a tea that actually had some quite amazing effects on you. So I thought maybe that would be something to share with everybody today.
Absolutely. We have taken on a product line developed by Dr. Miller. Dr. Miller is from Tennessee. He's now getting ready to retire, so he must be somewhere in his 60s. His name is Bill Miller. The doctorate is a PhD. He's not a medical doctor. He's a herbalist and a natural healer. And he has developed something that's been tried to be copied. I mean, there are so many companies that try to make a knockoff of this. And they still seem to be successful. I don't know if he's figured out something special or why they're not getting it. Bill Miller's tea, he has two recipes. One he calls Holy Tea, and the other one he calls Miracle Tea.
Wow.
And the Miracle Tea has a couple extra ingredients in it. And when I look at what they are, they probably give a little more action, a little more urgency to what the tea will do.
And, right.
And what it does do is it's all about elimination and detoxification. It helps cleanse the bowel, and it helps cleanse the liver. And it does it exceedingly well. So anyway, the question that you were probably hinting at was, as I was describing to you, my own testing. Was it that? Ah,
yes,
you're taking a drink.
I was curious about your own testing. Yeah, you caught me right in the middle of a sip of water.
Oh, dear. Well, the way you use this product is we ship you 8 tea bags, and you take 2 tea bags and brew it and make a gallon of brewed liquid, and that's the concentration it comes, and that should last you about a week. And
so it's a one-month plan.
It's a one-month plan. Costs $29. It's I don't know what else we'll give you. Freedom from overweight and toxicity and whatever else, this will work like a charm. But anyway, so you brew the tea, and you can either mix it with your favorite beverage or drink it as is. I like it as is. It's actually a very pleasant herbal taste. Anyway, so when I drank one cup of tea, it gave me a slightly looser bowel movements. With two cups a day, it gave me a fairly urgent emptying. With three, it was like I was ready within half an hour, and it was like, this is going to happen right now, honey. Run.
So you're running, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's running. And I tried fourth cup, and what that did to me was cramps. It was just, you know, it kicks up the peristalsis. It just causes the intestines to start working, sort of like in a wash machine. It was just squeezing and turning and moving.
So you're talking about four cups in like
one day.
Yeah,
like, you know, I probably spaced it by an hour or two.
Okay. So basically, start at a cup a day, and then work your way up to two cups, and work your way up to three cups, and then see what happens.
Right. Yeah, what I would say is, depending on your body, depending on your resistance to this, you know, you may need one to four, maybe six, if you're really big and have a long way to go. But anyway, it will do the job. And the job will mean that you'll be cleaned out from the inside out.
And you remember how I showed you the user reports page that that we have on our website under Dr. Miller?
Anybody can go see that. You know, click brands, Dr. Miller, user reports. There are some happy owners of brand new bodies that are showing off what they've got.
Yeah,
what they look like after the upgrade.
There's some people that lost quite a bit of weight.
Yeah, we see the before and afters. But the story that really impresses me is on this page. That's the title of that link is T, more information, and it's a testimonial of this gal that I don't know if I should steal the thunder. It's a 3-minute video, and she tells her own story in a very simple, plain language. And she actually explains that she was sent home to die.
Wow.
She was told that there's just no help for her. You know, like she was sick with hepatitis C and all kinds of serious liver trouble. And yet, 2 years later, she's, you know, she talks about the amount of weight she lost. I don't remember the exact number, but it was a lot. And you know, and she's looking radiant now. She was practically, you know, on the death's door before she started.
Right, right. So, what's the main premise of the tea? Because obviously, people are they're losing weight on it. They're feeling a lot healthier. But you know, kind of what is it doing?
Well, it's a cleansing tea. You know, it's just basic herbs. Blessed thistle and milk thistle are liver cleanse. Cleanse herbs, they're known, you know, they've been known to the herbologists for a long time.
So when you clean out your colon, you clean out your liver, your body works a lot better.
Right. Yeah, then the next ingredient in there is malva leaf. It's an anti-inflammatory. So, you know, people who suffer with digestive problems have inflammation all over, throughout. So when
right.
Help reduce that, you know, things get better quickly. The marshmallow leaf, that's, again, calming and soothing. And persimmon leaf, they are, you know, not declare anything other than this is rich in vitamins. But who knows, maybe it's just the synergy of the six pieces put together.
Right, right. And, yeah, so people feel like they have higher energy, they've got better mental clarity, their skin is nicer looking.
Right, because the cravings go away. You know, a lot of overweight is caused by either emotional problems or ongoing underlying illness, inflammation. You know, you're using the food to pacify some I don't know what, subconscious problems or physiological problems.
Right, right. And then you've got toxins, which the fat protects us from.
That's right. So when you detoxify that, you don't need to pack as much from the fatty tissue around.
Right. And there's actually a comment on the more information page I just want to read out. I think it's awesome. And that's, most Americans have 9 to 12 undigested meals in their colon, yet should have no more than 3 when undigested food just sits in there and rots, toxins are released.
Yes. Yeah, that's that swamp metaphor again. You know, when you have a reasonably fast-moving river or a creek, there's no scum or rotting or putrefaction going on.
Yep, so we want the food to just to flow through our body.
Yeah, it's called the transit time, and the optimal transit time is somewhere between 12 and 16 hours.
Mm.
So, you know, your breakfast should ideally leave you before the end of the day.
Right.
Or at least, you know, if you go to 24 hours, you know, you should...
The next morning.
You should definitely see yesterday's breakfast the next morning.
Oh, cool. And I know one way that you can check this if you want, folks, because I've been doing a lot of juicing lately, and it's amazing what beet juice will do.
Oh, absolutely. It's such an intense red pigment.
That's right. So, you know, have a glass of beet juice, and you'll be able to test. It kind of reminds me of, you hear about people going into the hospital, and they stick some sort of, like, something sort of dye or something in the blood, and then they can more easily see how the blood flows through the body or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's a certain length of time that it stays in the blood, right? It just kind of reminds me of a certain amount of time that this redness stays in your waist.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That was 14 hours ago.
Yeah. I see this readily, you know. I'm getting a bit graphic here, but the other day I had raw beet salad.
Mm.
And so we grind up, or I should say, grate raw beets, and we mix it with chopped up cucumber and zucchini and a few other things, and onions, throw it on a bed of lettuce with some, we actually had a olive oil and balsamic vinegar as a dressing on that one. And it tastes marvelous. Loved it. Anyway, you know, the next bowel movement that I've had, it was interesting to look at because there was a marker, like right down about the middle of this, you know, the banana as it comes out. About half of it was brown and the other half of it was purple. It was quite comical to see.
Yeah, there you go. So that's a great way of kind of telling how you're doing, right?
Yes.
Those sort of things out.
Yes.
And you need to know how well your colon is doing, because if it's not doing well, then you've got a big problem.
Yes, absolutely. That is the most critical part of your body. That's where most illness starts or ends.
Yeah. In the user reports, there's one that really stands out for me. It's a lady who looks like she's 65, thereabouts, and she lost 80 pounds in 10 months. And she says, not only does this product burn fat, it curbed my appetite and added muscle tone to my body. It also made my skin smooth on all parts of my body. And she's not a young lady.
Right. Yeah, you see, when you decrease the inflammation, there's a lot of good things that start happening in the body. Yeah, so Dr. Miller did one other thing. Is he actually formulated something called the B-Free Spring Cleaning, which is a combination of pills. You know, it's a very simple thing. It's just 7 capsules. And, I mean, it's priced high, you know. It's $95. I don't know what he puts in it. It must be gold. But anyway, what happens there is you take those 7 pills, and it just does a very, very intense cleanse.
So a nice easy way to do it. Just 7 pills, 7 days, you're done. You've cleansed and detoxified your liver, your gallbladder, and your lymphatic system.
Yeah, that's correct. And the other item that Dr. Miller makes is called a U-Thin, which is quite interesting. that's a weight loss system, $60 for 20 days. And those are just, you know, two pills in the morning, two pills in the afternoon. There's a fat burner, and there's a metabolism accelerator, appetite suppressant in it, and it just works beautiful.
Right, so yeah, so you can burn the fat, you can suppress your appetite, you can boost your metabolism, and of course you've got kind of the multivitamin minerals and stuff to...
Right, to support you with rebuilding health in your tissue.
Right.
And so you know, you can do it just with the tea alone, or you can do an acceleration. I had one lady called me up, and she asked, listen, my daughter's wedding is a month away, can you do something for me? I said, out of this 20 days, she says, I'm two sizes too big. Will I fit in that dress? I said, well, you know, I cannot guarantee it. But she fitted. She was.
She made it, did she?
She made it, yeah.
So it's interesting, too. I noticed there's an article on the tradition of tea drinking in this section. And it's tea, obviously, is something that the Chinese have done for almost ever. But I didn't realize that they regarded it as one of the seven daily necessities, the others being firewood, rice, oil, salt, soy sauce, and vinegar. So it's quite a culture that the Chinese have developed over the centuries.
Uh-huh. Yeah, bringing the nutrients that can only be extracted from plants through infusion.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually recently talking to a friend of mine, a nutritionist, and she was explaining to me that, you know, some nutrients are only released when you cook foods.
Mm.
It's, you know, there's this phenomenal push to go raw, you know, and 100% raw is some kind of a badge of honor that people put up there as it's the only way to go. And yet, you know, things like beans or onions or carrots or, you know, all the root vegetable stuff, they actually... release a whole lot of their nutrients when they're lightly steamed. You know,
okay,
like you cooked in a wok, you know, like when you cook onions, when you first chop them up, they're opaque. When you heat them just right, they're translucent. Similarly, you know, when you cook carrots in a wok, you know, they're orange, and then when they get just right, they all of a sudden become, I don't know what the word is, like more radiant, you know, like the color just pops. They look just so much more attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's the time that you need to pull them and eat them.
Right, right.
And similarly, you can do that with steaming, or actually just, you know, if you have a good steel utensil, you know, just a wee bit of water and just run it on heat. It doesn't take more than 2 minutes. So...
Well, it's interesting to hear you say that, Martin, because you're right. I mean, I know a lot of people that are just going like total raw and no cooking, and yet I've heard things like tomatoes, a lot of
the lycopene, for instance, is not released until you actually stew the daylights out of tomatoes. Yeah, you need to make spaghetti sauce. You need to actually reduce it down before the lycopene becomes active, and that is the ingredient that's, you know, most famous for helping protect people from oxidative damage in the Mediterranean diet, right?
That's right, yeah. So all these things are pretty important.
Yeah. This is where ketchup, if it wasn't sweetened with 20 pounds of sugar, would be a good thing.
Right. It's funny that they don't do that, eh?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that it's sweetened so. Actually, I remember I was back in Europe, and I bought a bottle of Heinz ketchup to use with some meal, and it was very different tasting from the Heinz ketchup that we have in America. Very different. It was astringent, intense tasting, and nowhere near as sweet by far.
It probably was the way it was originally.
Possibly. I don't know what happened that the American consumer has been conditioned to expect sweet and get heavy sweet. I mean, same goes with pastries.
Yeah.
Austrian or German pastries are not sweet, you know, they're just creamy. And here, you know, the Danish or whatever the thing is, it's just all sugar. Anyway,
that's another
story. We should skip all of that anyway, because those are definitely not healthy. Maybe from time to time, a cup of tea with the pastry.
Particularly if it's the miracle tea or the holy tea.
Yes, either of the two.
So if somebody wanted to, I guess we've sort of mentioned before where they can get it, but it's available at the Life Enthusiast Co-op website.
Right. Yes, www.life-enthusiast.com. Call 1-866-543-3388. Ask questions. To see this Dr. Miller tea, just click on Brands and Dr. Miller. All the pages are there. Loads of information for you to explore and examine. And if you want to know, I think the most inspiring page is the one that says User Reports.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a look.
Yeah, I think, and then that video is on...
More information.
More information. That's something you should take 3 minutes and watch it.
Yeah.
It's changed your life.
Yeah, good change.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day. I know that you've got lots of exciting things going on and also lots of new products that you're introducing to all us life enthusiasts, and I can't wait to hear about more of them in our upcoming shows.
Well, we have enough to talk about for the next 12 months.
Never any lack.
No, sir, because the world is big.
That's right.
Okay, thank you, Scott. This is Martin for Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thanks for listening.